Hank, can you hear
Hello.
us? G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Tell us about why it's important for you. In fact, Hank, I was thinking to myself about the public housing towers and the Victorian government. I was wondering why nobody has used a cartoon image of the Victorian government and its developer mates as the big bad wolf and all of us as the three little pigs.
Well, that's right. Well, they're already starting to. What did the big bath blow and
Huff and puff and blow the houses down.
they're already starting to do that, in Flemington and Richmond and North Melbourne. So I think that's a very good image to have in mind.
And so the Save Public Housing Collective is gathering people together today to be loud and proud about why public housing's important.
Yeah, it's the Safe Public Housing Collective, renters and housing union, and other organisations putting this together. As you said, I heard you say at 11 o'clock. It's starting at the Victorian State Library and going to march on down past Homes Victoria, have some speeches there as well, and end up at the par at Parliament.
Why is it? Oh, sorry to interrupt you, Hank. Why is it important for people to kind of come out and show up for public housing residents and public housing as a kind of public institution?
Well, it's supporting the directly supporting the public housing residents as, like myself, who are in the buildings that are going to get knocked down, which is like 10,000 people, 6,660 homes. But I think that in general, this is a rapacious expansion of privatisation, which is going to change the face of the city that we live in. So that's how it affects everyone. It's a transfer. It's a theft of public wealth, which is going to worsen the housing crisis and increase the power of landlords and the property speculators to have complete control over everything and increase homelessness, etc.
Well, you well pointed because people who are living in comfortable situations, they should realise that the government is giving public land to private developers. Public land, no more owned by the public. Why would you do that? Why would you give all these assets over to the biggest bully in town?
Well, I mean, it's the property, the property speculators have clearly got a direct line of control through the government, and that's the only thing that makes sense in this. I mean, it's very reminiscent of when the Kennett government was knocking down public schools and selling off that land as well. It's the same thing.
And so now they have to rebuild public schools, or they've siphoned off money to private schools, pretending that they are actually doing the job, but they're not. This is a line in the sand, isn't it, for not only the public housing tenants, but for actually a Victorian society.
Yes, I think it, like I said, I think it will change the face of the city. I mean, the face of the city has been changed so much over the last couple of decades. I mean, all you've got to do is look around at all the. I can see through my window, like there's cranes everywhere, because I'm on the 12th floor, so I've got a good view of it. And it's like it's going to be more and more of this and these shoddy buildings, and they're going to put people who are insecure public housing and put them into these privatized places, which they euphemistically call community housing, which are these rotten new buildings that are like, I've heard some people call them tofu boxes, or a woman the other day say that they're like, it's like a prison cell. So, yeah.
I mean, I was talking to some people who were down at the picket on the last Monday. They were saying that they are in the private rental market, and what people are being having to pay for is exorbitant and low standard, and that the places, the homes in the towers are looking really good at the moment.
That's right. And, you know, if you just talk to anybody who's like having to live in a share house because they can't, you know, I mean, people are forced into circumstances that they don't want to be in. And so it's not just a question of us public housing residents. It's going to make the power of the landlords much stronger.
Now, I have to say that the Walker Estate is a case in point, Northcote. They knocked them all down, and there's multi-million dollar apartments on that place now. So actually, it's not share. It's not making the housing crisis go away. It's really about the big end of town making its fat bum comfortable.
Yeah, and in those Walker flats, I mean, yeah, it used to be all public housing residents. And now it's like, as you said, it's got like these expensive flats, and the few community housing flats that are in there, they're not facing the creek. They're not in a nice place, you know. It's clearly for the gentrification of the area.
Well, Hank, I hope you don't mind me asking, but you're currently a resident in public housing, and I thought it would be, I'd like to know a bit more about what it's like being on the receiving end of this kind of housing instability.
Well, I mean, the first thing is, which has been said many times, but it's worth repeating, is that there was no consultation. And the people in my block of flats are all kind of like not sure what's going to happen. There's no timeline for us. You know, so we're looking down a future that we just don't know what's going to happen. And where are we going to get moved to? I mean, Dandenong or away from our communities and away from the services that we need. And
it's a shame job, Hank. It's a shame job. Tell us again about the rally and we'll wrap up.
Yep. So the rally's at 11 o'clock, starting at the Victorian State Library, and it will go for a couple of hours, marching past Homes Victoria to the Parliament, and there'll be speakers from residents, there'll be speakers from organisations who are fighting for saving public housing, as well as some political supporters of it at the Parliament.
Thanks for talking to us.
We'll see you there.
Thank you. See you there.
The Victorian State Government is planning repressive new laws to restrict protest, including bans on protective masks and lock-on devices, increased police search powers, restrictions on symbols of resistance such as flags, and creation of so-called safe zones around religious buildings, putting significant areas of the CBD off limits. We must say no to this attack on democracy. Protest is a fundamental human right. Join the fight to defend it at a mass rally hosted by Defend Dissent Coalition on Tuesday, 12th of August, 5:30 p.m. at Parliament House. Defend Dissent Coalition is a 3CR supporter.